Joining us in studio is T.J. Heinrichsen. Good morning, T.J.
Good morning, Jeff.
You are keeping busy.
I'm always busy. I always got my fingers in something.
These days, as we have coming up this weekend, we have an event that's going to be new this year, the inaugural Pause, Clause, and Outlaws. Did I get that right?
Pause, Clause, and Outlaws. Exactly right.
What does that mean?
Pause, Clause, and Outlaws is a motorcycle slash car show or rally we're going to have. We decided to call it a rally instead. Motorcycles have runs. Cars have cruises. So we decided to blend it together, and we're going to let the cars run with the motorcycles and all have a good time, and we're going to go to three different venues outside, or four venues if you start at stop and finish, and we're going to go out and see the countryside and have a little fun and raise money for Prairie's Edge Humane Society.
I like that. Rally.
Rally.
That's that's kind of cool. It's and you're involving cars in this. What kind of car is this? Any kind of cars?
I don't care what they bring. I don't care if they brought a if they bring a little smart car to a nice 57 Chevy to a nice convertible. I don't care what they bring, as long as they want to come and donate to a good cause and have a little fun. That's all that counts.
Now, it sounds like a lot of fun. And, of course, TJ, you were involved. We were involved in the Outlaw Run for so many years for the Northfield Historical Society. That ended a couple of years ago, but you have experience in this kind of thing, so you're going to take it to a new organization. Let's talk about what the day is going to look like. When do people get together and where?
That's exactly right, Dave. We are, Jeff, we did resurrect the so-called... I'm looking to call it Dave. All right, Dave, you're a lot cuter than Dave, so there you go. People got to know that. The day is going
to... Wait a second. What Dave are you talking about here?
Vesadol. Okay. Vesadol. See, I'm used to sitting across the table from him. At the last show we did, when we did your morning or outdoor show on Saturday morning, it was kind of fun. But that was... I'm sorry. It's live radio. There you go.
Yeah.
It's early.
So anyway, you're starting on Saturday morning.
We're going to start in Dundas, Minnesota.
Okay.
Which at Dawn's Corner Bar. We're going to start registration at 9 o'clock. It's $25 to ride, $25 for a car. I don't care if you have four people in it or you have one. We're going to give you registration. We're going to have you sign a little waiver. Enjoy maybe a little breakfast snack on the way. At 10 o'clock, properly, we're going to leave there, and we're going to go out, be about through Millersburg to Shieldsville. We're going to go to Warsaw, stop there for a little bit, have a little snack. Everybody get to get out, stretch your legs, and visit, have a little fellowship. Jump on the vehicles again and ride from to Waterville over to New Prague, have a little lunch at the Fishtail Grill, which we'll stay there probably an hour or so, and then we're going to jump on them again and leave out Warsaw and go out to New Market to the Firehouse Bar and Grill. And leave there and come back to Dundas and have a live auction about, I suppose, 3:30, about 3 to 4, somewhere in there. And we have some different, kind of some good things, you know, if you're a motorcycle rider or you wanted to buy some, we'll have a live auction, too.
All right. Sounds like a fun day. Not too demanding if you're out there riding, but a fun time that you can get out and ride or drive if you'd like and get together. And the stops are always fun. I always like to get together. You always meet new people there and people that you haven't known before but share a lot of common interest.
We do have, we're going to have games at every one of the stops, but we're trying to finalize a couple things. We might have some... if anybody knows, Prairie's Edge Humane Society is a humane society that has lots of cats, lots of dogs. They don't house the dogs at their humane society. They're all foster dogs. So we're trying to bring a bunch together to have each one of the stops. So if you saw a dog you want to adopt, stuff like that, and just kind of bring a realization and open the doors up to help Prairie's Edge Humane Society, because they are a nonprofit organization that need help. And everybody, you know, we like to help people. We like to help food shelves, stuff like that. We're all good, worthy causes, but you know, our dogs and cats are our friends, too, and we need to help them as much as we can.
Yeah, folks, if you those involved with the Humane Society understand this, those who are just casual observers or hear about it, you don't understand the constant influx of animals that come in. It's just all the time. You know, one comes, two come in, one goes out. One comes in, two goes out. It's really a never-ending cycle. It's cool that the dogs are going to be there.
The dogs are going to be there, and nobody realizes it. And there must be, I suppose, on an average cat, they always tell me there's 40 to 60 cats in-house. I mean, it's just phenomenal. And they all kind of, you're exactly right, Jeff. They come and go. They might probably have, I don't know, 10, 12 dogs probably right now. You know, it's kind of just neat, and you brought up the Outlaw, alluded to the Outlaw Run before. Me and you were involved, our wives were involved. It was a great organization. That's how I kind of got railroaded into this rally, because they heard about it.
Let's ask TJ, he'll do anything.
They heard about it, yeah, let's talk to him. Exactly, and it's been fun, but I loved the idea, decided to make it as safe as we can, because we have people that have went through training to do proper traffic stops, so everything's going to be safe. You know, we're going to try to make it as safe as possibly can, enjoy it. You know, this is with bringing cars in, we thought it's more of a family deal. Mm-hmm. You know, motorcycle rallies are usually husbands and wives, maybe some other, you know, siblings, but, you know, it's never the younger generation kids that you see along. And we just wanted to open it up the door and make it a family kind of deal. So it should be fun.
I would think so. It sounds like a real good time. And the family aspect, you know, with the animals especially. Now, the dogs, I'm presuming they're going to be used to the sounds of loud cars and motorcycles?
They try to. Ironically, lately we've had open houses. We've been at a couple of three open houses at the Furbold Harley Shop. It's kind mm-hmm. of fun to watch them interact with the people, and it's just kind of fun. Everybody gravitates to a dog when you get to go pet a dog and have fun with them. But it's kind of fun. Some of them, you know, some are a little skittish, some have fun. But it's, you know, it's one of them things where my daughter is actually a foster parent, and that's one of mm-hmm. her goals, is to interact them with people and get them used to, be accustomed to being around different people so they can be adopted.
Yeah, that is, you know, what a neat thing.
It is kind of fun.
That is, and they also, you know, that kind of brings to mind, we'll just throw a little aside here, the need for foster families for animals. It's always going to be there. So if you'd ever want to take in a dog temporarily, that'd be a good opportunity.
It's exactly. That's what they look for, people to do that all the time, because you're exactly right. Not everybody can take care of a dog, or, you know, some are big, small, or some are little. But it's kind of fun to kind of fun to see the different animals that come through there. But yes, once again, we're going to start at 9 o'clock. We should mm-hmm. be done by 4 o'clock. $25 to come in. We got T-shirts. We got some game prizes to give away. Should be a fun day. Weather's looking good. I just hope it doesn't rain. But other than that, we should have a good time.
It looks like 83 and sunny last time I heard.
That should be fun.
That should be just about perfect. Do you have prizes and such from sponsors?
We got a lot of different donations. We got, once again, you helped us out. Mm-hmm. Helped us out here at KYM. You helped us, which you always do. Fairboat Harley did. Bison Motorsports up the Indian dealership. I had to bring the Indians in. So we got to represent the rides we ride. So they helped us out. And I got Froggy Sweets helped us out. And I'm forgetting one.
Well,
I'm forgetting. We got numerous ones. There's so mm-hmm. many different ones, but once again, I want to thank everybody that helped support this thing. We're starting small. We're not giving up. It will be the inaugural or first time we have one, but we will have it again. We will not quit the first time out the door.
All right. Now, if people want to register, can they do that in advance, or you just do it when you get there?
You can register online right now at mm-hmm. PrairiesEdgeHumaneSociety.org, or you can show up the day of and register there. And I get it. Pre-registration's great, but some people are kind of, I'm not going to, you know,
wait till the weather.
Wait, depends on what the weather's going to be. So, you know, pre-registration's been a little slow, but that's okay.
Well, you got the green light because the weather's going to be good. This coming Saturday, now in the forecast, sunshine, 83 degrees. That's perfect.
And I heard, you know, a couple people said, well, why did you do it this weekend? You know, it's Sturgis. And I said, well, there's only 26 weekends in the summer. Yeah. You got to pick one.
Yeah, not too many days. Yeah. So you just got to pick one.
You got to pick one and roll.
Yeah. And lastly, I want to also talk about the safety aspect. You know, we went through that with the Outlaw Run, making it as safe as we can. Now, there's, you know, at the end of that, there were 350 motorcycles in there. Got to be kind of big. But having those ride captains, having the working in conjunction with local law enforcement to block off streets and make it for a smooth path, that is, I know, paramount with us back then, and sure it is with you as well.
Exactly. I'm kind of spoiled. I ride with the Rice County Motorcycle Posse. Sheriff Troy Dunn is helping us out tremendously, doing traffic stops at major highways. He's put me in connection with a lot of different law enforcement, public safety, and I kind of emphasize that enough. We're not going to tolerate horseplay. And you're exactly right. People sometimes get a little anxious and this and that, and get a little upset and want to have a little fun. That's do it, but don't do it during a motorcycle ride. Unfortunately, things do happen, but that's why I think, and we don't know how we're going to do it yet, maybe blending the cars and the motorcycles together, maybe it'll help slow things, kind of change mm-hmm. it up a little bit. So exactly right. I've seen the good, bad, and ugly of all different kinds of events like this, but I want it to be a good, safe, fun event.
Great, and we certainly appreciate that, and I salute your use of the word horseplay. It doesn't make you old.
Really. Horseplay. Horseplay will not be tolerated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nor monkey shines. No monkey shines either. All right, anything else, DJ?
No, I want to thank Jeff. I always want to thank Kim Radio, and thanks for everything you're doing, and congratulations on 50 years of being on the air. I'm sorry I couldn't make it, but it sounded like you had a great event.
We had a great event. Thank you very much for saying that, and thank you once again for getting my name right.
Hey, Dave.
DJ Heinrichsy, once again from Paws, Claws, and Outlaws, which is coming up Saturday. You can check out their website for more information.